So I'm Leslie.
And I'm Linda.
And today we're going to be talking about our favorite activities.
So Linda, what's your favorite activity?
My favorite activity is singing in choirs.
Choirs. How do you manage your time between choir and college?
Well, I have an actual journal that I use to schedule when I'm going to be singing versus when I'm going to be doing homework versus when I'm in classes. But apart from that, I generally kind of wing it.
So you keep a planner for most things, but just wing it the rest.
It's kind of I try to make plans and I hope that I follow them, but that's not for certain. So I do my best to be organized, but oftentimes I kind of just do what I feel like.
Is that difficult for you at all?
It can be, particularly during now-ish as the semester gets rolling, because it's harder to kind of wing it because you have so much more schoolwork, such that it's more difficult to not have a plan, or else it can easily overwhelm you.
Okay. So how long have you been singing?
I have been singing since middle school.
That's nice. How many choirs are you in right now?
I'm currently in 5 choirs.
Wow. What's the largest one you're in? How many people?
The largest one. I think the largest one I'm in is around 30 people.
And the least, how many would you say?
I think the smallest choir I'm in is 15 people.
15. So what do you feel when you're up there singing?
When I'm singing, I usually feel nothingness, but in a positive way, because it's my mind is so focused on singing that nothing else really enters it, such as stress over schoolwork, or maybe I'm maybe I got into a fight with family or something, but it's not important at that moment because all I'm thinking about is the music, making sure that I don't sound gross, and also making sure that when I'm singing, it actually communicates to the audience whatever is happening in the music.
Nice. And the other members of your choir, do you say they're supportive? Do they help you practice or give you input?
I would say it differs for the various choirs. Some choirs, because there's a stronger sense of community among all the members, there is a greater sense of support, because it'll be easier to talk to them if I want to practice with them or if I want to ask them for help because I don't know what to sing here. It's just easy to start up conversations and be friendly because it feels more like a family. But in some choirs, it's a group of strangers and it's awkward interacting with anybody. In which case, it's harder to feel as supported because you feel so disconnected from the other members.
Nice. So you say would you say you really like music?
Yes.
What's your favorite genre of music?
I would say my favorite genre of music generally is electronica and alternative rock, but I've been recently getting into opera.
Same for the first two, not the opera. So artist-wise, who's your favorite?
My favorite artist is going to be everybody's favorite question. It's hard to pick just one. But the first artists that come to mind are Kimbra, Metric, and Manic Street Preachers.
Nice. Okay. So that was good to get to know your favorite activity, So you say you would continue doing choir later on, or would you stop at any point?
I think I would stop when I'm dead or if I lose my throat or something, which I guess could constitute as death. I definitely would not stop after college if I can help it. I feel like music is such an important part of my life that if I were to ever stop singing it, my life would feel so unfulfilled because it's been so integral.
So it is a huge part of your daily thing.
Yeah, for sure.
That's a good thing.
I would agree.
Nice. Okay, good.
Woo! All right. And now back to you. So, what is one of your favorite things to do?
One of the favorite things for me to do would be sports-wise, and my favorite sport would have to be rowing.
What do you enjoy about it?
I enjoy the fact that even though the workouts are hard, when you get on the water with like your team, just rowing clears your mind. You don't think of anything else except for like your blade and it going through the water and having a perfect stroke.
Would you say that's a similar feeling among your teammates?
Yes. A lot of us on the bus down to the river, we complain about schoolwork or we didn't get the best grade. But when we get on the river, it's like everyone's quiet. Everyone's focused on the goal of like just getting a perfect practice in and getting good strokes.
What first got you into it?
Well, in 7th grade, my friends told me to join the team. Didn't listen. 8th grade, I came in. I was like, all right, I'll try it. Quit because the workouts were too hard. And then I missed it because I was like, wow, all my friends do this sport. And I just quit like it was nothing. So I went back in freshman year of high school, and I've been there since.
Is there anything that you would change about it?
Nothing at all.
Nothing.
I mean, nothing at all. I mean, crew is hard and it's known to be hard. So for crew to be easy, I think I like the challenge of having to overcome like the hard workouts to get to like the main goal, which is getting on the water and rowing.
It makes it that much more satisfying to really get to that point.
Yep.
Okay. Do you think that you'll try to do it for the rest of your life?
I think I'll try to do it as much as I can. Definitely not in college, though, because college rowing is a lot harder, like 10 times harder. I'll definitely come back from college, though, and try to row as much as I can for the Hudson River Rowing Association. So I will try to continue as much as I can.
Do you think you'll be doing any sports in college or nah?
In college, I hope to play volleyball because volleyball is like my second favorite sport. And I guess it also clears my mind once I get on that court. The first thing I think of is, okay, get the ball up and spike it down. That's all I think of.
Why do you prefer rowing over volleyball?
Because rowing is more of a team sport. Volleyball, each player has their individual spot where, okay, I cover this area. But in rowing, it's like, okay, we're all going to go into this race together. We're going to fight hard for this medal. We're going to row together. And like, the thing that brings us all together is like, we all share the same moment when we hear the final, like, we call it a cowbell, but it's just a buzzer when we finally pass the finish line.
If rowing were a person and it died and you attended its funeral and you were to give a speech about it, what would you say?
I would say, you were awesome. You hurt me because my legs hurt after every practice, but you will be missed.
Beautiful. I would shed a tear if I were at the funeral.
I would shed a tear.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Leslie.
Thank you, Linda.
Okay, so Linda, since we know so much about each other now, do you want to interview some of our classmates?
I would love that.
All right. Who shall we start with?
We'll start with them.